Milk Minute, Milk Minute, Milk Minute, yeah!
Milk.
This is Maureen Farrell.
And Heather O'Neill.
And this is the Milk Minute.
We're midwives and lactation professionals,
bringing you the most up-to-date evidence for all things lactation,
so you can feel more confident about feeding your baby,
body positivity,
relationships,
and mental health.
Plus, we laugh a little or a lot along the way.
So join us for another episode.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. We are here with Lisa Myers, one of our absolute favorite people, the founder of Series Chill. She is back on the podcast. Welcome, Lisa.
Maureen, I've missed you. To say that I've missed you is an understatement. I am so glad that you and Heather had me back. It has been far too long.
Yeah, it has been too long since we've had you on air. We've done some chitter chatter behind the scenes. I mean, there's been some things. Some things have gone on. You've had a very big year, and we wanted to touch base with you because there was just enough big things that happened that I was like, I'm going to need to get Lisa back on here. We need to not only find out what's going on with you, but you're just like the fulcrum of all the shit that's going down in lactation in general. So let's go there, if you don't mind. Let's get some updates.
Yeah. So biggest thing I would say that we didn't even get to catch up on, but is I would say the most meaningful to me. So you guys know how I feel about rules and oppression, particularly for moms and pumping moms and breastfeeding moms. It's just like, if there's one group of people that really don't need it, it's that group, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Couldn't agree more.
So, okay. So that said, when I started Series Chill back in 2020, a little bit before, but that's when it really started. I was confronted mostly by Facebook administrators who just wanted to shame other moms, people saying that I was hellbent on killing babies by saying that women could mix warm and chilled breast milk, right? Like, it's a whole thing. What bothers me most about much of what's out there is that this idea that breast milk is frail, right? The whole shaking it, the whole adding warm to chilled, all these things that we could do. We must hold our breath around breast milk. Like, careful, careful, careful. I feel like, I think I might have said it before in our prior interview, but it feels so much like the way women had their feet bound, like geisha foot binding and like, you know, high heeled shoes. It's like women can't run away, right? We've hobbled them in some way. And to convince us that our breast milk is fragile and we need all of these things and we're not enough, that we don't produce enough, that our breast milk can't be resilient enough. We need all these things. That bothers me. So this warm to chilled rule really was a big deal because a lot of people combine their milk when they use Series Chill, and a lot of people combine their milk when they use the pitcher method. Whether or not you use the Series Chill, I don't care. But it's nice when you're at just enough or and you're maybe only pumping an ounce at a time. When you're combining them, it's less for you to have to clean up. There's just one less barrier to being successful in your breastfeeding journey, which is really meaningful to me because I never really seem to produce enough. So the Academy of Breastfeeding Medicine has protocol 8, which says best practice is to chill your milk before you combine it, to bring it to the same temperature. No one, however, says what happens if you don't. There's no, if you don't, it increases the bacteria. There's absolutely no studies. There's no citation. There's nothing that says what happens if you don't, right? But if you go to places like Kelly Mom or all these places on the internet, it says bacteria grows and babies die and the world ends, all these things, which nobody wants. So,
right?
Nobody wants. I don't want that. But I thought Protocol 8 would have to change for things to get easier for moms. I didn't care about the success of the business. I was honestly just looking to make things easier for moms like me. Honestly, I had a whole other job, a whole other life. I just wanted to make things easier. And the coolest thing, ladies, the coolest thing that happened for me in 2023 was earlier in 2023. I was going to say this year, but it's 2024. Crazy how that happened. But in 2023, I woke up one day, and the whole time I had been reaching out to the ABM, the Academy of Breastfeeding Medicine, and I knew that Protocol 8 was up for revision in 2022, and then it didn't happen. And I was like devastated. I'm like, when are they going to do it? Because that, you know, there's no evidence out there, nothing, nothing, nothing. And then one day I woke up and I looked around at all of the incredible moms in the world who were just combining their milk, and Protocol 8 didn't matter anymore.
Yay! Like, snaps for Lisa!
No, but not even that. Like, I mean, Heather, thank you. I will accept that. I will accept that from you and Maureen. I will accept that every day of the week. But it's not even, I hope you know that I'm not saying it's kudos to me. I think that Series Chill helped because there were so many more moms combining, and there was such a greater, more expansive space of acceptance. But I think that has a lot to do with podcasts like this and communities. I mean, Facebook is what it is. Instagram, I think, is in some ways more accepting, or it's just less, there's the way the conversation goes, it ends up being less judgmental in some instances. Social media still can be a hard place, but I mean, one day I hope Protocol 8 changes, or at least reflects whatever the research shows, whatever happens. But I just loved that 2023 was the year where there was one less barrier for breastfeeding and pumping moms, and it didn't have to happen at the establishment level. It happened at the badass, cool, like milk minute mom level, right? And it went up and down and sideways from there. That was 2023 for me.
Well, I think also what you did and what Series Chill did was start conversations. And that was very helpful because people were afraid before to talk to even their closest friends about breast milk because of that like fragility and that like, what if you do something bad? Or they'd always start a conversation like they want to ask a question, but they give a little disclaimer in the beginning, like, don't judge me, but I'm combining milk. Do you do that? Is that okay? Because I literally can't work a full-time job and take care of all these damn kids and pump and do all the things. So like, I feed my baby cold breast milk sometimes. And sometimes I just put it all together. And sometimes I take sips of it and I put the bottle back in the fridge. Is it okay? And so having these conversations really kind of took that caveat away that we all felt we had to have before we start any of these conversations. And now everyone's just like, oh, of course I do that. And they're like, me, you too? Me too. I do too. Yeah, we all do it.
I've been doing it for 10 years. My kids are 3, 5, and 7. I've been combining milk. I didn't even know what to think. And people are like, oof.
Yeah.
They lived.
And it's Indeed. It's like your kids are special, but they're not special. Like maybe they all live because it's fine.
And I actually think it's particularly impressive given the last like 2 years that not only has that conversation continued, but it's grown because, you know, we had all the formula recalls. We had this one case where like maybe an infant death was maybe linked to the fridge hack and like that, you know, that got a whole lot of press. And, you know, it felt like these like literally like 3 bad incidents over the past 2 years got more press than anything good in the breast milk world. And I feel like it's wonderful that despite that, I was still seeing people being like, well, you know, I understand this one bad thing happened, but we literally have millions of people doing it this way and it's not bad.
Yeah, they're looking at the numbers and I think people are asking better questions, not just going to their doctor and saying, can I or can't I? They're going way deeper and they're really finding their own research. You know, like in our show notes, we always put the research. And I know there are listeners out there that click on that and they do a deep dive.
There are. And we have people who send us stuff and I love it. They're like, did you read this before you did that episode? I'm like, nope, but now I will.
Yeah. And include it in the notes.
Exactly.
Absolutely. All right. So what else? Life, other business happenings, goings on?
So, yes, life has happened. I can't even, I mean, my children. Oh, you know what? I will say there's so much to talk about. And I know that there is like a huge like kerfuffle and we all got to spill the tea about people trying to knock me off. And that's coming. So everybody stay tuned. But this is one really
Wait, clarification. Knocking off the chiller, not knocking her up.
Oh, yeah. No, I've not been knocked up. No, that I know of. Yeah. Knocking off, not knocking up. I mean, I'm not sure which one would be more scary at this point. As a business owner and a woman in my mid-40s that's already had two geriatric pregnancies and diastasis recti, I'm not sure which one I want to sign up for.
Well, you choose. Let us know. Those are your only two options.
So, but what I will say, one thing that happened that I'd love to share with your listeners, because I think many of us suffer from mom guilt, self-imposed mom guilt. Well, externally as well, for sure. But I didn't exclusively breastfeed my daughter. I actually didn't exclusively breastfeed my son. I would like all of your listeners out there to know the founder of a breastfeeding accessories company did not exclusively breastfeed either of her children.
I'm clutching my pearls now.
But with my daughter, I started formula pretty much from the first night. I was in labor for 56 hours. I think we talked about this before. Had an epidural, like any pain medication, at 47 hours when they said, "We think we can make your contractions stronger." And I started bawling.
It's really not what you want to hear in labor. Like, I'm sorry, you can make this worse.
I know. Yeah. That'll be the end of me.
That'll be the end of me. Well, I'm going to die.
Yep. This is how it ends. And I was in the hospital, and I didn't have the benefit of a lactation consultant, and I didn't have the benefit of your guys' podcast. And I was in the hospital, and I'd gone through a midwife program, like all of these incredible women around me, but no one gave me good advice. And my daughter was born, and she just would not stop crying in those first 24 hours. And I was sure I wasn't making enough milk, right? Like, I didn't know anything about colostrum, letdown, and like milk coming in. And I said to my husband, I begged him, I said, "She's starving. I'm not enough. Like, can you find someone to feed her?" And the nurses slipped us formula like they were slipping us crack, because it was a baby friendly hospital, right? And I'm being like, it was like, "Don't tell anyone, right? Tell no one you got this from us." And on the whiteboard, when I came to after 52 hours of labor, you can imagine I passed out. I came to on the whiteboard, it said, "Your goal for the day, exclusively breastfeed," like double underline. And nobody had asked me. I mean, sure, that was a goal. Oof. But my main goal was staying alive. I came out of that like state and I was like, is she alive? And am I alive? And how long can we keep that going? Like, breastfeeding seemed very extraneous.
Yeah. You're like, we need to rearrange the priorities on this board. Number one, Chick-fil-A. Number two, I'm going to need some more sleep. And also to get rid of some of the fluid on my face. Why is my face swollen?
Yes. Ankles and face. Like, can we please start like pulling out the fluid? Yeah. So anyway, started formula feeding her from night one. And it was only after I had a lactation consultant with my son years later, she said, imagine what she was going through. Not just you being in labor for 52 hours. She was in labor for 52 hours. She's like, she probably had a headache. And I'm like, what? Like, it hadn't even occurred to me. But like, I don't know, like everything going on, like getting squeezed and bumped and like whatever else. So anyway, I formula fed Tegan. I get so carried away with you guys. And then I had almost exclusively breastfed my son Colin 4 years later for 2 years, because it was like the pandemic. Like, you just got to keep going, right? And my daughter had seizures at four. She started having focal seizures, and it escalated into a grand mal seizure. And then we took her over to Seattle Children's Hospital, and they were so great, like world-class neurosurgeons that helped us. And she's on medication now that manages her seizures. We've tried to wean her off unsuccessfully multiple times. But my son was 3 months old at the time, and I asked the neurologist, what about this little guy, right? And they're like, oh, no, there's no history of seizures in your family. No way, no way, no way, right? And I always had this bit of mom guilt, of course, like, had I just breastfed that poor child, you know, she wouldn't have had these seizures. Like, not like, oh, the formula caused or whatever, but just a way to feel less than, right? And right. Like, find a way to bring it back to myself.
And it's so easy to do that.
It is. And it is when you're a mom, I feel like it's particularly easy. And I don't know. So, but my son, I mean, he'd had like just a handful of ounces of formula in his life. That guy got boob nonstop for 2 years. And because it was during the pandemic. And then I'll be gosh darn 2023, the little guy turns 4, same age as my daughter, and he has a grand mal seizure.
Oh my goodness. That's so scary.
And we go to Seattle Children's and I'm like, hey, I'm not pointing fingers. I'm just saying, I'm trying to figure this out. You guys said this wouldn't happen. And they're like, yeah, no, it's weird. So there is some weird, there is some unfortunate combination of my husband's and my genes. Cause that's just, right. You know, the way it looks, right? I mean, no history of seizures on either side, but this is the bit that I want to leave with your listeners. I was sure it was because I'd given that poor girl formula, right? And then I gave my son so much breast milk, the little stinker couldn't get enough. And it same result, right? You know, we do the best we can. And it's not to say that breast milk doesn't have all the benefits that it has, but we find ways to beat ourselves up. So anyway, back, circling back, 2023, moms making their own rules, finding their own way forward and turning the establishment on its head and finding the way forward for themselves to do what works. Awesome. My son, unfortunately, having seizures showing us all that you can do your best and you can breastfeed and still it doesn't solve all of the problems that we may find for our children or the world. Right. So yeah, anyway, those are two big things. And yeah. And then there's other stuff too. I don't know if we have time or you want to get into
Whatever. We can talk about whatever we want.
Well, I do want to say, yes, let's all stop the self-flagellation. Can we, you know, yeah. Thank you for that story. I think that definitely makes people feel a lot better because there's people right now who are giving some formula as a top off and they're wondering, is this going to cause cancer? And it's like, No. No. Okay. We're all doing the best we can with what we have.
It'll be because the steak and the red wine and the water from the bubbler that causes the cancer. Don't worry
about the formula.
Or all the Mountain Dew and hot dogs that your son eats in high school. You know, it's you're doing your best, buddy. Just hang in there.
Yeah. You know, we didn't have time a minute ago when we were catching up, but I was going to update you on Heather because she didn't do it herself. So Heather had a baby last year with me as her midwife, which was great. And then proceeded to have like the hardest 4 weeks breastfeeding ever. Because why not? You know, we were like, we're making a podcast about it. It'll be great.
Oh, I didn't know that. I know about the baby.
Yeah. The universe was like, oh, you're going to broadcast your pregnancy and your postpartum. Let me just give you a tongue tie, a lip tie, a baby with like weird neuro stuff with like no feeding cues and asymmetrical reflexes. I was like, the hell is this? Oh, my God. But we made it. You'll meet her here in a little bit. She's going to pop in. So listeners, if you hear a bunch of whatever she's about to do, she has been on her shit today.
Right. You all at home can just imagine her adorable double chin because it's so fucking cute right now.
Yeah. So that happened.
Have you guys ever been listening to our show and thought to yourself, man, I really want to work one-on-one with Maureen?
I do every day that I sit here podcasting across from you.
Well, luckily for you and everybody at home, I offer both in-person and virtual support through my business. And in my business, Highland Birth Support, I'm dedicated to mentoring you guys through your childbearing year. So that could start with fertility all the way through pregnancy, childbirth, postpartum. I offer home birth midwifery services, doula services, lactation support, herbal support, anything you guys need.
You even do miscarriage support.
Absolutely, I do.
That's one of the biggest things that is so hard to find. And I think that your people that are local to you are so incredibly lucky to have this service.
Thank you. And I just feel really happy to serve everybody. And I'm so happy I can expand my services virtually as well.
Yeah, telehealth for lactation has been really important through the pandemic. And I think we just about got it perfected at this point.
So if you guys want to work with me, head over to highlandbirthsupport.com and check out what I can offer you.
That's H-I-G-H-L-A-N-D birthsupport.com. Okay, so let me ask you about the demigoddess.
Okay.
So I used that just on Wednesday of this week. Ooh. I went on my first time away from baby, and I was going to be on for about 8 hours. And I was like, I don't need my whole big Mac Daddy chiller. I mean, the most I'm going to pump is probably 12 ounces. I'll just take my little demigoddess because I was already packing 4 other bags of crap for like what reason, I don't know. So I loved it. It worked out very, very well. It was awesome.
Well, I'm glad you bring it up. Maureen, do you have anything to say on it? Because I have...
Well, I'm not pumping anymore, but I use mine as a water bottle and it's lovely.
Yeah. And a coffee top is coming out. So I'm here for you. I'm here for you. This coffee top. Yes. Because it's perfect. That's what it is. It is intended for that, like for the years beyond. But so what I will say, Heather, is it's great for short trips. Terrific for the nightstand. But the reason why I finally buckled under the pressure, so it's expensive to create molds and tooling, especially when you're a small business, when you're not like a massive corporation, you know, owning your own factories, it's a really big deal. So I resisted it forever because my whole thinking was you've got 12 ounces in the inner chamber and 24 ounces in the outer chamber, like, you know, pick. And like, I mean, and coolers hold 20 ounces, you know, 5-5, 5-5 or whatever, you know, it ends up, but that's the traditional Medela cooler, right? Is little 5 ounce bottles. And so I thought it works for everyone. And I had given it a lot of thought. I had so many engineers mansplain me how many ounces a baby drinks in a day. And I'm like, I do not care. I care how much pressure I am feeling in my very prickly, sweaty breasts as I sit in the office missing a pump session. That's what I care about. I mean, you know, they get prickly, right?
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's not good. So, but the reason why I finally went to the demigoddess, and I feel so bad. I have a lot of mom guilt about it taking me so long. I kept thinking the first chiller got moms where they needed to be because I was like, you've got options. It's all about options. And you can double pump with that one. And then I got, so, and I kept hearing from moms, I want bigger, I want smaller, blah, blah, blah. But I want it all to do the same, but less space. I'm like, laws of space and time and gravity will always apply. Series chill is magical, but not that magical. And so one mom sent in an email about we have a little booklet that we send out that you guys might have received. That's the Every Ounce. I call it the Every Ounce booklet. And it's about breastfeeding myths. And it's about how to combine formula with breast milk. And it just I tried to address a lot of the challenges moms faced and help them overcome some of the barriers. And one mom wrote us, we get so many amazing messages, but this mom said, I never felt like I was worthy of a chiller. It seemed so large, and I knew I didn't make enough to fill it. And I decided I needed to buy it because of my work circumstances. And I got your booklet and I read about how I could combine formula with breast milk. And I just wanted to thank you because that's something I didn't feel that I could do as a good mom. And I never thought I was worthy of the chiller. And so seeing that made me feel a lot better. And the chiller's been a huge help. And I'm like, how terrible that somebody would see the chiller and not think they were enough. Right. Yeah. Right? And I was like, oh, I got to get to work on this right away. this is the next thing, because I saw it in a different way. Like, I thought I had found an option for everyone, and I'm just such a practical person that for the most part, I wouldn't have gotten hung up on that. But then I went to a meetup in Chicago that Kristen Crail of Be My Breast Friend helped organize, and women came from all over the United States and Canada. They drove. Their husbands were like, you can go to, all these concerts, to all these other things. They're like, no, I just want to go to this meetup, which was very flattering. But I was able to give away demigoddesses to everybody that attended. And I had two moms come up and say, this filling the inner chamber of the demigoddess is such a big deal for me. And it's 6 ounces. It's 6, 12, and 16. And the OG now, because with the new change in the parts, is 27, 12, and 34. And it was just the coolest. God, I'm talking so much. But I just wanted to say, Heather, I love you talking about the demigoddess, because it's all about making sure every mom feels how awesome they are and understands what they're doing for their kids, whether they're filling it with formula or they're putting an ounce of breast milk in it. That's everything. And I hope they have an appreciation for what they've accomplished that particular day.
Yeah. Well, I love that.
I love that, because I mean, Heather and I both, all the time when people come in pumping into 8 and 12 ounce bottles, we're like, throw those in the fucking trash and get literally the 1 ounce tube, because then if you pump half an ounce, you feel amazing.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I mean, I'm kind of selfish, so I just like having options. Like, obviously I have the big chiller too, but I am not going to be away from my baby for that long just yet, because my heart's not ready, but I will on Monday because she starts daycare on Monday, but that's okay. But the short trip, I was like, oh, hell yeah, this is really nice. And it's rose gold. So I got the nice pink one, and it matched my outfit. And I just felt like ready. I was like, look at this appropriately sized chiller that also matches my bag, which also matches my shirt. I'm so ready for this day. I just don't think you get the same vibe carrying a little tiny black cooler.
No, absolutely not.
We did have a post the other day on Instagram that was like, is that a demigoddess in your pocket, or are you just really happy to see me? The demigoddess in her back pocket of her jeans. I'm like, that is nice.
That's funny. Awesome. That's really funny. And I will say, this is my first time pumping away from the baby, not at my office. And so I was visiting somebody else's office, and they were like, oh, here, you can pump in here. This is Debbie's office or whatever. And I was like, okay. And so I, of course, am a moron, and I forgot a paper towel or a cloth of any kind. So I'm trying not to spill any milk on Debbie's desk.
Bodily fluids. Let's call it bodily fluids.
Bodily fluids. As I'm trying to get, because I didn't pump directly into it. I'm trying to pour. Oh my God. I did it.
You're so stressed out right now.
I was like, I'm going to have to Velcro a microfiber cloth to something. Maybe those snack cups that have a screw off bottom with a drink on top. I was like, maybe I could get in the bottom of the series chill for the next one, Lisa. Could you put a secret compartment for me to put a chapstick and also a microfiber cloth?
I'm listening. I mean, we will coordinate on the IP. Don't think that I'm going to launch this product without you getting proper credit and whatever commission. We're going to license it. There'll be royalties.
Great. Yeah. No problem.
Maureen's name and artwork will be all over it. We'll find a way to work the whole Milk Minute podcast talent into the situation.
Well, I was hoping you would say that. And I'm just always dying to work with any other cool women. And I think that the longer we do this, the more we're finding women in business that are supporting each other. Yeah. So I'm curious, because you've been in this since 2020 now. So have people emerged as the supporters of you? I'm sure you have haters now. I mean, we've touched on that a little bit, but copycats, haters, thieves, you know, but just some straight up thievery going on.
Yeah, just to name a few. And I love Maureen has the best Cheshire Cat smile of anyone. I hope you don't play poker, Maureen, or I hope it's just a very different game.
I actually have a great poker face because my grandpa taught me to play poker from age of 3.
What?
Oh my gosh.
He had a house in Las Vegas, so...
Please tell me you're going to be... So there's like a crazy bit of nonsense that happens in Las Vegas. Why Las Vegas? And it's always Mother's Day weekend, the ABC show. Do you girls know about this?
No.
It's when all the baby brands go to Las Vegas.
Oh, I do know.
I hate to say it, whore themselves.
Yeah.
To all of the retailers... Come, girls, come.
And Maybe we should treat ourselves.
Yes. I've never been to Vegas.
And you know how you're going to pay for it, Heather? Maureen is going to play poker, high-stakes poker. And we're gonna
Okay. I know several people I'd like to call to the poker table.
I have to say, though, you know, we played for M&Ms as a kid, so it's going to be a little different. But that was high stakes as a child.
I was going to say.
A lot of cousins. I had a lot of cousins, you know? So, like, if you won, you won a lot of candy.
And that's all that mattered. I mean, that was back in the day when kids didn't get candy automatically. My kids are like, so what's for dessert? I'm like, what is your life? Like, what have I done wrong? What is
No, we had to have you had to do a buy-in as a kid. You pay my grandpa $1 for a bag of M&Ms to play poker.
A buy-in. And he's got a house in Vegas. You're like, I think you're fine, Grandpa. Maybe you should stop trying to get money from your grandchildren.
Oh, rest in peace. He was something else.
I tell all my patients who are brand new parents to put a list of soothing techniques on the refrigerator so they can both remember what they've already tried for soothing baby.
I like to put a happy tummy on that list. It's a natural herbal wrap that soothes and relieves pain instantly, and it's so fuzzy.
It's so great. It helps baby sleep at night, resolves colic, gas, or constipation, and it's great because it has a little cute animal on the front for when they're doing tummy time, which provides gentle pressure to help them get their toots out.
And you know what? They're not just for babies. They have them for teens and adults, too.
So if you're struggling with those period pains, get your herbal warm happy tummy wrap today by going to happytummy.com. And if you love us, enter promo code MILKMINUTE10 for 10% off.
That's MILKMINUTE10 for 10% off your happy tummy.
Thank you so much for supporting the show.
Heather, when you were nursing Heidi, did you get thirsty every single time?
Every single time I sat down to nurse, it was like the Sahara Desert had taken up residence in my mouth.
Same. And my go-to drink right now is Liquid IV.
Oh, me too. Liquid IV makes your water work harder because it has a hydration multiplier in it that's great tasting, non-GMO, and it actually has cellular transport technology that delivers hydration to the bloodstream faster and more efficiently than water alone.
You can also get their immune support blend, energy blend, or even one that helps with your sleep health.
My personal favorite is lemon lime, and I think it actually makes me drink water 2 times faster, which is always handy when you have a screaming baby in the room.
I really like the tangerine, and if you want to try that today, you can go to the link in our show notes and use our discount code MILK_MINUTE for 15% off your order.
That's MILK_MINUTE for 15% off your Liquid IV today. Happy drinking.
So for all your listeners, we're going to find a way to like maybe get an Airbnb where we can all stay.
Oh, my goodness.
And then we can go watch Maureen play poker.
I think this sounds like the best vacation that anyone has pitched to me.
We've never taken a vacation together.
And it's for Mother's Day. My birthday, I was born on Mother's Day. Aww. So the amount of stress, the next level there every single year. The level of rage and upset, I mean, the tears, my husband can't handle it, the pressure. I'm like, please ignore my birthday. I don't actually care. And then it's like Mother's Day on top. I'm like, can we pretend none of it's happening and just regroup in June?
Poor guy. He's like sweating trying to just celebrate you.
I know. Heather, it's your pity for him. I thought I was the one that was talking about my crying.
Oh, I thought you said he was crying.
Oh, no. Well, maybe he is, like, quietly somewhere else. I'm busy crying. I'm focused on my tears.
Oh, right. Anyway, okay, well, back to you.
Back to me and everybody who is taking advantage of moms and series chill. Great. We're back. So, your question. A good one. I would have never been this successful without women like you. And I had no idea how much I needed you until I got into the space, right? Like, I didn't know what it was to be a mom. I'm an oldest child. I grew up on a farm. I painted fences for, like, you know, 50 cents an hour, you know, with my little purple Walkman on. I mean, I grew up in the age before cell phones and iPods, but, it was different. And I was really proud of what I could accomplish by myself. And then this company became something epic. And it's women who drive dump trucks, who are executives, who fly airplanes, fighter jets, commercial planes, who stay at home and homeschool or just get kids off to school. I mean, the whole thing, right? And they all give me perspective and each other advice and wisdom. Truly, I'm not a super religious person, but, like, blessings upon blessings, right? I mean, there's no other way to say it. And moms deserve the best, and they have been deprived of that, I would say, from the beginning and still are, but we're catching up, right? But I think one of the best ways to look at it is milk storage. Absolute crap, I feel, until Series Chill came along. Drinking my own Kool-Aid, of course. But also, like, the mom milk math, which I'm sure you guys have seen, right? 5 ounces in Medela is different than 5 ounces in Dr. Brown's, is different than 5 ounces in Spectra. Why can't we all get a consistent measurement? And for moms, and you know that, like, pediatricians is like, how many ounces do they take? And even for lactation consultants, not that we're trying to put that pressure on moms, but it's like a gauge of how are we doing? Not how worthy are you of a mother or how healthy is your child, but, like, how are we doing? Where are we going? And so that measurement is important, and yet we can't even nail that. Flow rate on nipples, also a mystery. I want to create a nipple that works for moms. I'm looking for the measurement. Nobody knows. Like, there's one expert out there that has tried to nail it down. I'm like, how are we not doing a better job for moms? So the more women work together, the more communities like yours exist, the better we'll all do. Your moms participating in research, and I'll make sure I provide you guys with links, like the Human Milk Institute. Is now, it's started in Southern California. It's associated with the California San Diego Milk Bank. And the Human Milk Institute is the first research institute in the world that's dedicated to human milk research. I mean, isn't it about time? And so the more we support each other, the better things go. And yet, there are companies and entities and individuals that still insist on getting in each other's way. And I have to say, and this will probably be pretty controversial, women are the worst about it. I don't know why we, Maureen.
Well, I mean, like anything else, it's hard as in patriarchy and misogyny, right? Like, and we see this across different oppressed groups, right? Where for some people, they definitely find the space to, like, rise up and work together. But the way that oppression works is it rewards us for working within the system that's oppressing us and for, like, basically rising above by putting down everybody else in your oppressed group.
Yep.
Yeah. I hadn't thought about it in those terms, but yeah. No, that makes sense. What were you going to say, Heather?
Well, I was going to say also you're playing in more than one space because is it retail? Is it medical? Is it a human right? Is it a body fluid? Is it milk? You know, there's
a mystery.
It's a mystery. So you kind of play in that gray area similar to a lot of stuff that I do as well. And that can be really challenging because from a marketing perspective, it's challenging. But also people want to know, like, people want to and feel more comfortable when they can classify you. You know, human beings want to put people in boxes so they can understand the story. And you are coming in here with this bright, shining smile, and you're like, I don't want a label. I just want to make women's lives better. And the women are like, but what are you? Is this like, is this medical?
Are you a good mom or a bad mom? Are you trying to kill babies or keep them alive?
Right. Is this for me? Like, or is this not for me? Or like, should I check with my doctor? Will insurance cover it? And you're just like, you know, and I totally appreciate that you are not quitting, because I think the majority of people that even have to put a toe into this bullshit healthcare system that we work within are like, nope, no, thank you. That was a mess and I'm out. And I think you're seeing a lot of the current issues politically and just systemically that we have within lactation care and licensure and certification in the United States. And it is messy, you all. It is very messy. And Lisa's just like trying to sell a product to make moms' lives better. And yet, why are you involved in politics of lactation? This is why it's unique, because like someone could sell a basketball sneaker, but that doesn't mean that they have to answer to the NBA.
Yeah. True. That is really interesting. And I'm, you know what? And it's so interesting to hear you say that. I'm not even trying to sell a product, Heather, as crazy as that is. And that's the crazy thing, is I'm like, I'm not even trying to make money. If there's a way I can help moms without them buying the chiller, I'm all for it. And people think that I'm full of baloney. And I'm like, no. There's some moms that reach out and they're like, I'm trying to get across the Atlantic Ocean and I need to transport 34 ounces, but I don't need the inner chamber. I'm not going to chill it. I already have it chilled. I just have to get back to my son. I'm like, do you have a Yeti? Like, do you have something? Do you have a high quality water bottle on hand? Because if you're not chilling it, if you can get it down like to as close to freezing as possible without freezing it, and then it's fine. Like, same with Goodbye Gear. Love them so much. They're keeping billions. Their goal is to keep billions of pounds of child product waste out of landfills. And we send all of our unopened boxes and returns to them. And then they inspect them, sterilize them, make sure that it's like full disclosure to every customer. And they sell them for like $40, $45, whatever it is. I don't care if a mom who's a student or a police officer or someone who's trying to like figure out whether they contribute to their kids' college fund or buy their breast milk chiller, get it from Goodbye Gear. Like, what a great company. And I mean, you don't, whatever, like, I'm take me out of the mix. So, or use your Yeti. That's all you need is like cold milk storage. Like, but this is what I'll say. Do not use it for warm milk storage. Some people pour their newly expressed breast milk into a Yeti or a knockoff Yeti, and that will keep it at 98 degrees until it rots.
Yay.
And then you will smell it.
Yeah.
Do not feed it to your child. I don't know if you want to use it for a bath. Like, don't.
I wouldn't even put it in a goopy eyeball.
Key element of the chiller if you're doing that, right?
Yes, exactly. So that is the disclaimer there. But yeah, so I got a bit far afield. Things are moving forward at an incredible and impressive rate, but still not fast enough. Your guys' podcast, I will give Serious Chill some credit. And then other companies who value moms, their time, parents' efforts, and anyone who's trying to chest feed, breastfeed, convey human milk to a child, or just survive by giving formula. All of it's important and everybody deserves support. Innovation and information and research are key. There's still not enough. And I unfortunately have found that people will look for the first opportunity to grab cash when they're desperate. And I'm very proud to say that we've set ourselves apart and shown the world that breast milk storage that keeps up with moms' challenging lives is important. And so everyone who doesn't want to work with us wants to be us. So there have been some knockoffs and some people who outright stole words directly from my mouth off the website, to the extent that you could cut and paste what they said to their followers and on their website and drop it into Google, and it would take you to the Series Chill website. And yet they still claim they had not violated any copyright or stolen any intellectual property from Series Chill. And I'm like, really? Because Google tells me otherwise.
Yeah. Can I ask a legal question?
Yeah.
I imagine that suing somebody for that, not saying that you are, but I imagine that that would be a lengthy process. And when you are in the product business where you are, it's constantly churning, 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 and you have to like take a hot minute to go sue somebody real quick for like patent infringement or whatever. Is that like, how many years are we talking before that's resolved? And like how many millions or whatever could they potentially make off of a knockoff of a patent that you own? Like how deep does that go? How hard is that?
So for a small company, it's the end. So In something that happened in 2023, one of our, I would say, colleagues, some people would call them competitors in the space, Mila's Keeper, was, I would say, implicated in the nonsense that happened. I always have admired what she has done. She's really impressive founder who cares about moms and has a clear mission. I think she worked for, I'm going to get it wrong, and she can, Laura can be critical of me later. We'll have a talk. But I think she worked for UNICEF. She advocated for moms internationally who were in really challenging working conditions. So she impresses me as a person. I think the design of my milk chiller is superior because, I mean, I am me.
Sure. Why would you keep making it if you didn't believe
right.
in it?
Right, exactly. But hers is an alternative, and moms having choices is huge, and they've deserved better than coolers for decades. And there is more than one choice. And I really admire her for the work she's done. It appears to me that her patent was knocked off. Our copyright was directly lifted and stolen, in my opinion, and in Google's opinion. But that's how it looked to me. And I was really proud to stand with her. But we didn't have to do anything. It was all of these other women who knew what moms needed that called the offending company or person out for what had happened. And it's a community. Like that's what's changed. Moms aren't now standing alone, whether as a business owner or as a mom that's mixing temperatures or asking a question about, I gave my son this bottle, I don't make enough, I put it back in the fridge, can I still feed him in 4 hours? Like, I don't, like, you fool, you idiot, don't you love your son? Like, no, like, I don't know, let's have a conversation about it. Like, how does it smell? How does it taste? Like, I don't know. It's just, now I feel like it's a more nuanced conversation. There's still bad actors, but there's enough change in the space that the innovation is there. And the intention is there. And now women feel empowered to say, I'm doing this. What do you think? Or I'm doing this. It's been fine. Or I have a company. I have my IP. Oh, that was not a good answer to your question. My answer to your question is it's an exhausting process. It will cost millions. If you're smart, you protect your IP to the best of your ability up front. I'm happy to give any of your listeners the best advice I have. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office is amazing and makes it really easy for you to file your own trademarks, your own provisional patents. You guys have probably seen, and I'll provide you guys the link. I filed my own provisional patent. I'm a lawyer, but I'm a litigator. I tell good stories in court, right? I'm not a patent attorney. I'm not a practical attorney. And so funny, I can't draw a straight line to save my life. If you guys saw the picture I drew of the first chiller, it's the most adorable. I mean, put it on your fridge, folks. Like, so cute. It's so precious. But it got a patent, an international patent that I can enforce. The question is always, do you want to put your millions toward helping people or going after jerks that are trying to take something from you or from moms? And it's always going to be a tough question. I have to protect the company to protect the mission. But at the same time, like my focus will always be on where are we going next, not hopefully what somebody else is doing.
Yeah. And I think so. The takeaway there is you found out that you have a community that rallied behind you and is doing some other things other than court and legal stuff. That's pretty swift, and it's not millions. It's just like, hey, this is wrong. And, you know, I don't watch sports, but this has been the closest thing to like watching the Michael Jordan of breastfeeding products, you know, and just your journey. And it's just like, we're all rooting for you. You know, it's like your favorite sports team, I imagine, for people that watch sports ball. But, you know, I want you to succeed. I'm really pumped to watch this game, you know, and I'm pissed when somebody fouls you.
And I think this is a great mixed sports metaphor.
Yes, I know. I love it. I'm really into basketball today, but but yeah, I think a lot of people feel that way. And as a business owner, I guess one of the deepest fears that I didn't even realize I had that you kind of named is like, what if something happens to me in my business and nobody's there for me? And I find out I never really did make a difference, like that people didn't really care about the changes I was trying to make. That might be one of my biggest fears.
I don't think you have to worry about that.
Me neither.
And let it go. I mean, there's so many other better things to worry about. And I did not. But that's like, why are we all here, right? Shouldn't that be like our worry about like, what did we really do with our lives? So there's a great quote that, gosh, I wish that I had ready for you guys. It's one I'll have to put in the notes, but it's Success by Ralph Waldo Emerson. Do you guys know this one?
Maybe.
No? Anyway, it's to your point, Heather. It's about like, why are we really even here? And certainly for the business and as breastfeeding moms. So if do you guys mind, I found
no,
it.
Go for
I feel
it.
Like it speaks to like your moms, like what I hope everybody hears their value in this. So Success, Ralph Waldo Emerson. To laugh often and much, to win the respect of intelligent people and the affection of children, to earn the appreciation of honest critics and endure the betrayal of false friends, to appreciate beauty, to find the best in others, to leave the world a little better, whether by a healthy child, a garden patch, or a redeemed social condition, to know even one life has breathed easier because you have lived here. This is to have succeeded.
Yeah. I mean, I can't think of a better way to end this episode, to be honest with you.
Absolutely.
I think that is so apt and so beautiful and such a great reminder. I definitely needed that, and I'm sure everybody else did too. So any other updates before we let you go tackle the next year, which is the current year, which is 2024, as we just found out during this episode, it is 2024.
I know. Please let's talk before we get to like 2025. We'll be in 2026 and we'll be like, who's feeling 2026 right now? No, you guys are the best. And I so love your podcast, and I wish I would have had this as a mom. We'll definitely do like notes on that. I want to catch up with you soon. I feel like this was mostly my chance to be with people who gave me the energy I needed to go forward. I hope it was meaningful for your listeners, but they're the ones that mean so much to me and keep me going. It's those women and your guys' mission that's like everything. I hope I somehow communicated that. Ralph Waldo Emerson, Success, right?
I think what you're trying to say is I love you, and we love you too.
Oh my gosh. Can you please follow me around and be like, I think what you're trying to say is emoji laughing crying face.
Eggplant. Oh my gosh. Lisa, it has been a true pleasure as always. And we promise it will not be another 2 years before we talk again. Although we do hope that you keep stirring up all kinds of trouble in the lactation world. And
we're
here for all of that. I will totally be your hype woman and just stand behind you and go, yeah, what? Yeah. So anytime.
It. Okay, perfect. I'll miss you guys till then.
Okay, we'll see you soon. It's a minute, yeah.